St. Maximus of Turin. He was the first bishop of Turin in the early 5th century. And he wrote on many topics, one being the baptism of the Lord. And he explains why the feast of the Lord's baptism follows after the Lord's birthday in the same season, even though many years intervened. He says, at Christmas, he was born a man. Today, he was reborn sacramentally. Then he was born from the Virgin. Today, he is born in mystery. When he was born a man, his mother Mary held him close to her heart. When he is born in mystery, God the Father embraces him with his voice when he says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The mother caresses the tender baby on her lap. The father serves his son by his loving testimony. The mother holds the child for the Magi to adore. The father reveals that his son is to be worshiped by all the nations. We see in this beautiful quote from him, but this link between his birth and his baptism, between the Virgin preparing the Son and between God the Father bringing him to fulfillment. What the Blessed Virgin held close to her heart, the Father fulfilled for all. Today is a significant day because today is the start of the Lord's public ministry. His authority and identity is announced from heaven. So now he goes about why he came, to free the captives, to announce the kingdom of heaven, to start the church. Listen to him, because he is the Son of the Father. It is a great mystery, the Lord's baptism. The Son of God, why would he be baptized? You know, he's sinless. He has the fullness of grace, for he himself is God. There would be no need. The same saint, Saint Maximus of Turin, has this to say. Why would a holy man desire for baptism? Christ is baptized not to be made holy by the water, but to make the water holy, and by his cleansing to purify the waters which he touched. For the consecration of Christ involved a more significant consecration of the water. For when the Savior is washed, all water for our baptism is made clean, purified at its source for the dispensing of baptismal grace to the people of future ages. Christ is the first to be baptized, then so that Christians will follow after him with confidence. We follow our Lord wherever he goes. He went through the waters of baptism, and so do we. We notice in the above quote, it says that we should follow him with confidence. We should listen to him. In Christ, there is no reason to be afraid. He is the one truth to set us free. On this day, we're reminded of our baptismal graces that we have received, and it's all because of Christ. We've become an adopted son or daughter of God. We belong to him. And so we should always act like we belong to him as a son or daughter of the Lord. We have become a temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, we receive the Holy Spirit at our baptism. We should not profane this temple of our body in any sort of way. Watch what you put into it. Watch what comes out of it. Don't sadden the gift of grace that you have received. Watch what you feed your soul. Bad movies, bad music, pornography. All these things sadden the gift of the Holy Spirit. But rather strengthen your soul with holy things. And here at Holy Mass, we strengthened him with none other than the Holy Eucharist, God himself. We strengthen the body with confession. At baptism, we become members of the church. We're grafted on to the body of Christ. By participating in the church, we are strengthened by each other. We are fulfilling the Father's command to listen to him. Where we hear the Lord's voice the loudest and the clearest is right here in the church. He established the church so as to lead us to heaven. In the church, we experience the healing touch of Christ, healing us through the sacraments. So live your baptism by living your faith. Have the light of Christ shine through you always. In baptism, we are completely configured to Christ, like our Lord descending and ascending from the water as a symbol of dying and rising. We too die to ourselves so as to let Christ rise in us and we live in him. May we live lives dead to sin and risen in the new life of grace. Our Lord paves the way, making the waters of baptism holy. We make our surroundings holy by living our baptismal promises. Baptism gives us the commission to sanctify the world. Go out and baptize all the nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Do all things for Christ. Live the life of grace received at your holy baptism. If it's been lost, go to confession, have it restored. You know, at baptism, we're washed clean. In a sense, we take a bath, right? And we don't just take a bath, once in our life, hopefully, right? That God gives us another one. He gives us confession where we can go over and over again to be made washed clean. So use this great sacrament well and live the life of grace so that we can hear at the end of our life, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the kingdom prepared for you." May we hear the voice of the Heavenly Father, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."